Hi everyone, this is Rav Yossi Golden, and here is this week's parenting from the Parsha, Parshas Bechukotai, entitled, Working Hard or Hardly Working. As our Parsha opens, Rashi quotes a Medrash, noting a seeming redundancy in the text. The Pasuk says, "Im Bechukotai telechu v'im mishpatai tishma'u." If you will walk in my statutes and observe my commandments, v'asitam otam, and perform them. Ask the Medrash, the phrase, observe my commandments, seems to include the performance of all mitzvot. What then is added with the request, Bechukotai telechu, if you will walk in my statutes? The Medrash answers in famous fashion that with the second phrase, God is commanding us, liot amelim ba-Torah, to be amelim, to toil in Torah. The importance of this command, to toil in Torah, is further highlighted a few psukim later. The Torah transitions from brachot to klalot, from blessings to the curses, and introduces the curses with the phrase, v'im lo tishmu li, if you will not listen to me. The Medrash again explains that not listening to Hashem refers to our refusal to toil and labor in Torah. It is this refusal that begins the nation's downward spiral towards destruction and punishment. The implication of this Medrash is that a necessary component to our Torah learning is the experience of toiling, of hard work. Such laboring is not simply an added dimension to our Talmud Torah, but a fundamental and crucial ingredient in the experience itself. At first glance, this seems difficult to understand. If the primary purpose of study is to become knowledgeable in Torah, then the key should be the results, not the process. It shouldn't matter how much I toil in learning if I put in a reasonable effort enabling me to be knowledgeable in Torah. Why is there an insistence upon being amelim in Torah, such that a lack of amelut would lead to such horrific results? Upon second thought, the answer appears to be both obvious and profound. There's a marked difference between a goal that is achieved through hard work and one reached without much effort. The experience of working hard and putting effort into something creates a deep bond with that goal and also greatly enhances the satisfaction and fulfillment upon achieving the goal. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avot famously declares, "Lefum tzara agra," according to the pain is the reward. The simple understanding of this Mishnah is that if a person experiences much pain in service to Hashem, Hashem will repay him with extra reward commensurate to the level of his pain. However, a deeper understanding of this Mishnah can be suggested. When a person dedicates himself deeply and intensely towards a particular goal, the sense of accomplishment that he feels will be commensurate to the work that he put in. The reward referred to here is not the prize that one will receive from Hashem for his actions, but the sense of achievement that he feels from the success of his hard work. The more a person invests himself in the process and gives it his all, the greater sense of meaning and fulfillment he receives from the experience. To bring an analogy, in all major sports, the ultimate goal is to win the championship and be declared champions. Yet if before the season began, one team were to be declared champions by default, it would not elicit much excitement. Why not? Because the real goal is not simply to be declared the champion, but to earn that title through hard work and effort. Only through competition, dedication, and real toiling is such success meaningful. The nature of man is such that the more he works for something, the more meaningful the experience, and the deeper the connection with that goal. Hashem therefore demands that our experience in Torah be one of hard work, to ensure that our connection to Torah and mitzvot be full of depth and commitment. The value and importance of hard work, of creating goals and working to achieve those goals, is an incredibly important value that we must instill within our children, especially in this generation. We live in a society that seeks instant gratification, and where the goal is to amass as much wealth and fame with as little effort as possible. Developments in technology have made our lives infinitely easier in so many ways, but they have also cultivated an atmosphere of comfort, a striving to make things as easy and effortless as possible. Our children are therefore growing up in a world where hard work and effort is eschewed for convenience and ease. While in some areas this convenience is great and extremely helpful, it could develop a problematic mentality within ourselves and our children. Additionally, due to our deep love and concern for our children, there are times when we want to protect them. We try to make things as easy for them as possible so that they can be happy. While this desire is innately positive, when taken to the extreme, it can be detrimental to our children's maturation and growth. If we do our children's assignment for them because we don't like to see them stressed or upset, then our child won't learn how to do his homework himself. If each time our child struggles socially or academically, we step in to help him, again, solely out of love, not only are we preventing our child from learning the necessary life skills that he will need later in life, we are also holding him back from realizing the deep sense of accomplishment and pride felt from putting in hard work and succeeding. In this week's parsha, the Torah demands that we toil in Torah, not simply that we study and know Torah, but that we work hard and are amelim. Far from wanting to hassle or inconvenience, this demand is based upon a fundamental truth. The harder that we work for something, the greater the connection and the greater the sense of accomplishment that we feel. This sense of connection and accomplishment is meant to be part and parcel of our Talmud Torah experience. It is also a value that we must work hard to instill within our children as we strive to counterbalance a world that is conveying the opposite message. Thank you all for listening and wishing everyone a Shabbat Shalom.